Hi, and welcome to The Green Elephant, the show that takes sustainability, climate change, social and environmental issues and eats them, one fact at a time. We're all about inspiring sustainable habits. So sit back, relax, have fun, and learn together with your hosts, Russell and Mike.
This episode is brought to you by the fact that over two-thirds of Europeans encounter fake news at least once a week. And the fact that the average number of interactions for a junk news story on Facebook is 3,199. And today's show is entitled 64% of statistics are wrong, 87% are right, or dotting the sustainability I's.
Hold on a sec, Mike. Right, done it.
What are you doing? You know we're recording.
Sorry. I was tweeting my anguish about a tweet that came up about China hiding 21 million COVID deaths.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Oh, no, don't worry. It's complete bunkum. Basically, what's happened is the mobile phone companies have reported that they've had a drop in 21 million connections since the COVID. And somebody has taken that statistic and wildly turned that into 21 million people have died due to COVID and the Chinese aren't reporting it.
Oh, so you're on a crusade on Twitter then?
Yeah, well, try not to be too harsh, but getting people to perhaps do a little bit more than what they should do. It seemed an appropriate thing to do before we sat and recorded this one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as a podcast that's based on facts, I guess, you know, talking about statistics is quite important.
Well, yeah, and picking up people when the chatter that was going on was ridiculous. So people just took it on face value. Just went bang. 21 million people have died in China, which of course is a third of the UK population, nearly a third of the UK population.
Yeah, yeah.
But of course, it's a drop in the ocean to the Chinese at a billion plus.
Yeah.
In their population, but even so, because it's China, people immediately jump on that bandwagon and go, yeah, "This is disgusting," and they get really vitriolic about it, and you go, "Well, no, it's not right."
Unthinking sharing, just I've seen that. That's And I'll just share that, and I won't even think about whether it's true or not.
That's right.
I've seen a number. Just shows that people will believe anything, or they'll follow anybody and just,
especially if it presses their buttons, wouldn't it? If you're hitting something which is like close to the heart, COVID's very close to our heart at the moment because it's limiting our life and damaged our prosperity, but their button, they'll moan about it.
Yeah, if so five green elephants have been slaughtered, I'd be sharing that straight away.
last thing we need is green elephants on the road.
Whether they were green or whether they were pink, it wouldn't matter. I'd be sharing it.
One of the other ones I saw was about Freddos. I don't know if you saw this one that came around.
No.
I think it was put out in tongue in cheek a little bit, but it said the minimum wage in the UK should be £18 an hour. And the reasoning was that in the year 1999, minimum wages were £3.60 an hour. Freddos were 5p. Therefore, you could buy 70 Freddos per hour.
Okay.
But now the figures were 2017 when this was tweeting, it's been around minimum wage was 7.50, cost of a Freddo was then 25p, therefore you're only working at 30 Freddos an hour. Not that anybody could eat 30 Freddos an hour,
I'm not sure I like them, but yeah.
To be honest, I'm not sure where they came from. I hadn't heard of a Freddo. I never knew what it was. Probably after my
frogs,
time.
I think.
Yeah, I think so. But that would suggest that this massive change that our minimum wage should be aligned to Freddo's and not to the general economic rise and the inflation of the country. And the truth behind the matter was that inflation, Freddo's had raised way above inflation price wise. So that where Freddo should actually be something in the region of 15p now, it's like 30.
But I now guess that's, that can, yeah, it just shows you what, why should the truth get in way of a good story or marketing or getting some clicks in our online world. And I think, you know, a lot of what we see in statistics is to get some clicks, is to get your story read, is to get your product out there. And it's not necessarily the aim of a fact or a statistic to represent, you know, the entire truth.
And it's kind of a sad element. You know, we're in business, as many are, and if you're not in business personally, you're working for a business that needs to promote itself. And now marketing has taken this kind of step towards being trying to be more enticing in a world where you have to blow things out of proportion to get people interested for some reason.
It's not even out of proportion, it's just presenting a perspective. I mean, I saw one on Instagram this morning, which, you know, sounded really great and laudable when I first read it, and I thought, oh, that's really good. It said something like the city of Sydney is now running 100% on renewable energy, and I thought, well, that's brilliant. The whole of Sydney, renewable energy, sounds great. Read more into the story, and it's the city council is running on renewable energy.
Oh, the city.
The city council. And so the rest of the city, all its residents and its businesses and its shops and its factories and everything else, they're not doing renewable. It's just the city council. But, you know, the headline and the story was Sydney goes 100% renewable. So it's not untrue, but it's a very particular perspective.
It's not right either, is it? Yeah. So, marketeers have been picked up on this in the past. Many moons ago, Whiskers, if your other cat foods do exist, not that we're the BBC, I don't have to say that. Whiskers, buy Whiskers, I don't care.
My cats don't like it.
So 8 out of 10 owners said their cats preferred it was the original line, and of course it came down to that you weren't surveyed, and therefore you weren't one of the 8 out of 10. You weren't at one of the 2 out of 10 in your case. So they had to change it a while back to 8 out of 10 owners who expressed a preference said their cats preferred it. So basically they'd surveyed Whiskers eaters and said, do you cats prefer this? And they kind Whiskers, of went, yeah,
of course they do, they eat it already.
And
I guess that one of the difficulties we've got is that and one of the things we're trying to do with this podcast, and we'd be really interested to know, you know, what our listeners think about the way that we're discussing and presenting the facts, is that you have on the one hand trying to use facts as a way to promote discussion and to promote thoughts and debate around topics, set against the pure academic, dry, very serious, tested, peer-reviewed type facts, which are, let's face it, it's not the most interesting and you know, publicly newsworthy set of information. So there's got to be some kind of, you know, middle ground that says here's some stuff which is true and you can get behind, you can believe, and it's been researched based on data, as opposed to here's some pure marketing spin and you know, and so that's a tricky one when we're thinking about facts and statistics, isn't it?
I don't know if there's any true answer. You want statistics to be interesting, but they aren't. You want them to be accurate, but if you show them some of the things I read the other day, I was reading stuff on meat.
Okay.
And for another occasion.
Okay. Fair enough.
Answer the question, which is the most environmental meat, if there is such a thing. And I was reading this detailed report from America on all the meats and farm gates and everything. And halfway through, when considering beef, you were talking kilograms, took a while for me to notice that pork changed to pounds. They measured pork in pounds, beef in kilograms.
Okay.
And the conversion wasn't clear, and I couldn't, and I'm sitting there going, so then it was pound per kilogram of CO2e, and there's you know, it's really unfair that these that these people that write these reports, they do it in pounds. Yeah, that's the facts, but it doesn't make it very digestible. And of course, that is the easiest place for people to take a misquote from. Oh, pork is way worse than beef in releasing CO2, but it isn't.
It comes down to laziness as well. It's quite hard. It's quite difficult to think for yourself and to think things through and to come to a conclusion based on the information, because that takes time, and you can't just jump to your first gut reaction. And there'll be people out there that, you know, they sit fully behind Donald Trump and they think that everything he says is true. And then there's another crowd that sit fully behind Greta Thunberg and think everything she does is brilliant. And actually what we perhaps all should be doing is, you know, listening to both sides of the debate and, you know, thinking for ourselves and doing our own kind of research and thinking and seeing if, you know, what we can make of the stats that are out there, rather than, you know, taking things at face value. So there is some good information out there. It just takes work to find it.
It does, and it takes work to prove it. I think we also need to mention that although there are people that take valid stats and perhaps spin them slightly, or they take valid stats and try and match it with something else and come up with something else, like we mentioned in our original trailer, that, you know, COVID-19 was linked to the rollout of the G5 network. Coincidental statistics which, if rammed together, will fit, but there's no evidence that you can look at and go that actually that's been tested and proved. It's just somebody merging the two things together. So, but then there's that other group of people that make stuff up.
Okay.
You know, like
I know nothing about them.
Don't well, something along the line of somebody that might release a podcast labeled 64% of statistics are wrong and 87% are right. Well, it is a true fact because
we made it up.
Prove I'm wrong. Yeah. Anybody, I mean, apart from the straight maths, you can't have 100% made up of 87 and 64 is one thing, but there is these straight out hoaxed where people just push out something because they can fake it. You know, dear old Donald Trump and his fake news. What he means is he doesn't like people spinning statistics against him in some cases, and he calls that fake news. But then there's the straight up fake news. I had an example, which I the 21 million that died of coronavirus is not spinning statistics. It's just wrong. Brian Cox, the actor on this morning program earlier this year, said in 2020, said 82% of birds on Earth are chickens.
Okay, that's a lot of chickens.
That's a lot of chickens. And when you know, I can look outside, there's a lot more chickens up in the air than there are on the ground. When it comes down to it, when you look at it, 4 to 12% of birds are chickens. And you think, well, how could he be so wildly wrong? It's not he was wildly wrong. He was wrong. Yeah. He said, but by mass, they account for 70%. Because every other bird is dinky and a chicken's a great big fat thing breeding for eating. They, by fatness, by weight, are 70% of the mass of birds on Earth. Okay, that's a funny statistic. Quite hard-hitting, but it's only 10% of birds are chickens. Yeah. And that's skewing it. It's not fake.
Isn't that so often the case that a statistic or a fact taken in isolation out of context becomes wrong or less than it should be? And you add the qualification and the context back on, and all of a sudden you've got a different fact that perhaps is correct. It's a minefield, but I guess, you know, the alternative is to dismiss every fact and statistic that you've got and to not rely on them. But that's not a great way to go either. You've got to have something on which to base your decisions and opinions.
Yeah, I mean, else you wouldn't go out because you don't know what the weather's going to be. You would make no plans for your financial future because you don't know what the market's going to be like. And yeah, you our world surrounds by facts and figures. I've just come off a webinar looking at the Sustainable Development Goals with the UN, and they've got this amazing dashboard together, fantastic set of live dashboards. But as you so quickly pointed out,
live is updated once a year.
So you have to take those, but it's a good source, but may not be bang up to date when they call it live. Check what you're looking at. I mentioned one before, didn't I, as well, which was the 50. London was the number one eco city. And you, on a headline, you kind of went, wow, that's impressive that Britain's got to that. It was out of 50 cities that were surveyed. Yeah. Okay. All right. 50 out of 50, it's still okay. In world cities, they were spread across the world. So it was a reasonable hit. Then he went down to it and look at, there were five measures. And one of those measures was how many vegan and vegetarian restaurants were in that city. So it was more about being progressive and perhaps embracing the healthy living lifestyle than necessarily eco-friendly, but they kind of go hand in hand, because we know there's some benefits of vegetarianism.
Okay. So, you know, we've discussed the various issues and problems and aspects of facts and statistics, and it's a very tricky area. But what can listeners do to, you know, get the most out of the facts and statistics that they're looking at and they're reading?
Well, I mean, as you said, you just need to be savvy. There are hoaxes out there up front, right, absolutely, kind of trying to draw you in. Clickbait is a good phrase, which people, they want to fish you in. Sometimes you can read an article, you get fished in, and it's nothing about that headline. You know, there's the briefest mention, dismisses it, and then moves on to what they really wanted to tell you about. They've got your attention. Or more popularly on those sites, you get deluged with adverts and things. So be aware that they exist, and don't be drawn in on straight headlines. Headlines aren't everything. Make sure you're going to a reputable source.
I guess it's a few simple checks, isn't it? I mean, there are some actual sites that you can go to check facts. I think there's fullfact.org in the UK, but there's others you can go to do some fact checking. But as you're reading a fact, check what the source is. Who is the source? Is it an individual? Is it a university? Is it a government? Is it an organisation with agenda? You know, if you're reading a fact about the reuse of cooking oil at McDonald's and it's produced by McDonald's, well, that's going to have a bias. It's not to say the fact is wrong. It's just to say that there's a bias and agenda at play. So as you're reading these things, just be considerate of the fact there might be a bias and an agenda. And we do that every time we read about green elephants. We're biased. Yeah. You know that.
Yeah. I think it become the onus comes more so for you to check what you're sharing on social media and such, like when you are actually going to share. If you're reading something and it's a bit interesting, you go, oh, that's interesting. It's okay up to the point where you share it. One, you got to quote stuff accurately. And so as I remember it, 100% of 99% of birds on earth are chickens. I think that's what it said. It's not really a great thing to put in a, you know, presentation or talking to somebody. So check your facts before you share them. You mentioned Full Fact, which is quite an interesting site. If people take a chance to have a look at it, we'll put a link to it on the show notes. But and Snopes, snopes.com is a great place for checking things that you're seeing. But the big thing is, if it's too good to be true, there's a very good chance it isn't. I saw, what did I see on Facebook the other day? Or somebody shared with me and liked and did all they're supposed to do according to the instructions to win one of four camper vans. Okay. They're worth about £60,000 each, and they were going to give four of these away in 30 days on the back of a couple of shares and likes.
And the catch was? I kind of
looked at it. Well, the catch was, you went into the actual Facebook page from this people and found out it was just set up 3 days ago.
Okay, that should be a red flag, yeah.
And the post was the only post. All it was like four pictures of this this thing. And all they'd done is they were moving up, you know the tricks that they do is they were trying to move this account up in the number of... and then they would have mutated it to something else.
Yeah.
So it's not a fact. I know it's not stats, but it's the same concept.
It is, and it just says that, you know, as a result of all the preceding discussion, you need to just not trust everything you see at face value, and you need to think for yourselves and challenge bad statistics.
But without becoming paranoid at the same time. Don't want to be...
On that, you know, in terms of challenge, part of the greenelephant.show site is all about facts. And the facts that we mentioned in the podcast shows are available there. So go and have a look at that growing fact database. And if you want to challenge those facts, go ahead. Please, we'd be delighted to hear your challenges. And if you think they're wrong, great. We've quoted the sources. Let's challenge those sources if we don't believe them. And likewise, if you've got any other facts that you think we should be including, then, you know, look us up on social at GreenEllyPod and let us know if there's some other facts or statistics that you think we should be aware of. We'd be delighted to hear about them.
Great.
Yeah. Okay, Russell, it's been a pleasure, as always. And,
has it?
Well, you know, I say it's always a pleasure, but, you know, it's often a pleasure. Let's go for that. Yeah.
Let's leave it at that. I think that's a more accurate fact.
You were saying that always, you weren't taking always at face value, were you? You were
I wasn't.
I can see. Well, okay. Often a
see
pleasure.
You soon.
And I'll speak to you next time. Cheers.
See you all.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Green Elephant. It's been a pleasure to have your company. If you've got thoughts or comments on anything you've heard on the show, please drop us a line using studio@greenelephant.show. We love hearing your views and ideas. In the meantime, let's carry on the conversation. We're on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube and Twitter as Green Ellie Pod. Come back soon.